from the special one to the grumpy one to the Spursy one. Morning, John Murray.
Good morning to you, Gavin. Yes, the big news this morning, Jose Mourinho has been confirmed as Spurs' new manager just hours after the club sacked Argentine Mauricio Pochettino. It's a 3.5-year deal for the Portuguese. In Jose, we have one of the most successful managers in football, said Spurs chairman Daniel Levy. Mourinho himself said the quality in the squad and the academy excited him. After 5 years at the helm, Pochettino's sacking last night came with Spurs, despite making it to the Champions League final back in May, only winning 3 of their opening 12 Premier League games and in 14th place in the league table. Let's talk now to our soccer correspondent and Spurs fan, Tony O'Donoghue. Tony, almost in the blink of an eye, it's bye-bye Mauricio. Hello, Jose. Your thoughts on this turn of events?
It happened really quickly, didn't it? He was sacked last night. Mourinho appointed. The official confirmation came at 29 minutes past 6 this morning. It staggered a lot of Spurs fans, I have to say. I've been on a lot of the WhatsApp groups, and they don't think Mourinho is a Tottenham Hotspur-style manager. Clearly, he's been a very successful manager, but he's usually needed an awful lot of money. And Daniel Levy, the Tottenham Hotspur chairman, is known to be parsimonious. And there's an ethos to Tottenham Hotspur as well, summed up by the great Danny Blanchflower. He says that the game is not about winning, it's about glory. It's about doing things in style with a flourish, about going out and beating the other lot, not waiting for them to die of boredom. And that's stitched into the Tottenham Hotspur new stadium, into their jersey, into their ethos. The glory game is what Spurs are supposed to be all about. Well, Mourinho is about the winning game. And I think he's going to see a club demotivated. You've seen the players come out this morning. Harry Kane just a short time ago thanking Mauricio Pochettino for what he did for him on a personal level, and he'll always be his friend. It's not Mourinho's way or his style to develop new talent and bring them into the club, which is what Pochettino has done. When you think of how Kane came through, Harry Winks coming through, Dele Alli wasn't through the Spurs Academy, but he went there at a very young age. It's such a worry for me as well that Troy Parrott, who's one of the Republic of Ireland's great hopes, he's only 17, this spells danger for him, I think, because he was being given a chance, being with the first team at Tottenham. He played in the League Cup. I'd worry now with Mourinho at the club that he won't get a look in. Mourinho always needs money. Pochettino was looking for money, didn't get it from Daniel Levy. Two transfer windows came and went, and Spurs didn't strengthen their squad. Now is suddenly Levy going to spend 12 million in paying off Pochettino and then give a transfer kitty to Mourinho as well? I think it's a very strange appointment.
All right, on to the other soccer news this morning. Confirmation, Tony, that we are Slovakia-bound for a semi-final playoff for next summer's Euro 2020 finals. What do we know about Slovakia?
Yeah, they're a team, obviously, we played them before, but it's quite some time ago. They're not something I'd be too fearful of, especially if we play in the manner in which we did the other night against Denmark. But March is such a long time away. I mean, you know, there could be a completely different complexion to the type of team that Mick McCarthy will have at his disposal. When you look at the under-21s last night and their performance, you'll have to think maybe Troy Parrott, who's already been in the senior squad, could be back up in contention for the place. Aaron Connolly as well. Slovakia will be at home, we think. That's the way the seeding should be. The draw on Friday will then decide if we were to beat Slovakia. It'll be either Bosnia or Northern Ireland in the final. There's a slight worry among some FAI sources that the FAI, UEFA rather, they have competition related reasons why they might change their mind, put it that way. To give a fair chance to all the hosts to qualify for the final tournament, the host teams may be allocated to different paths. So despite everything that they've said so far, there is a slight worry, a slight concern that, you know, they may change the situation. It may work
to
in our favour.
Yeah.
We may end up actually playing at home if we were to make it to the final, but I think there's a determination among UEFA to try and get as many of the host cities who are hosting the tournament to have those countries involved in the competition as well.
And you mentioned the under-21s, a very happy Tala Stadium last night, and we should be delighted at the talent coming through.
They were brilliant, I have to say, especially second half. It's almost those, one of those classic game of two halves. Sweden took the lead against the run of play. Ireland knew they had work to do. So changes by Stephen Kenny at halftime, some enforced through injury, some tactical. And the second half, they went out. And it's a beautiful brand of football. And even though the personnel has changed, Ireland are playing, passing, moving, terrific fluency through the lines. Leo Connor, who played in the senior squad, scored a terrific goal. Parrott scored, as I said. Adam Ida, Zach Elbazedi, 4-1. They beat Sweden away 3-1. You know, I would hate to put too much pressure on very young shoulders. As Stephen himself was saying, Stephen Kenny, there's, you know, some of the players still 17 or 18 years of age, but they certainly look to be well-drilled, well-organised. Stephen Kenny giving great credit to the emerging talent programmes around the country and the fact that we do seem to have a new young breed of very good footballers, and long may that production line continue.
Yeah, and we all say all of us. Tony O'Donoghue, thank you for joining us. There's racing today at Dundalk. The first is off at 2:25, and for updates during the day, check out RTE News Now app and RTE.ie. Rachel.